AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. U.S. officials say billionaire Elon Musk has asked the Pentagon to take over funding for his Starlink satellite system that's up in Ukraine. AP Sagar Magani has this.
The Starlink system has played a big role in Ukraine's defense during the Russia war, but Musk says it's costing his SpaceX company hundreds of millions of dollars. The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity say senior Pentagon leaders are weighing Musk's request, but there have been no decisions. Musk and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have been in a Twitter fight, and Musk suggests the friction may affect his decision on funding. The system. A Ukrainian official says his nation will find a way to keep Starlink working, tweeting, "Like it or not, Elon Musk helped us survive the most critical moments of war." Sagar Magani, Washington.
In New York, Trevor Milton, wealthy founder of Nikola Corporation, was convicted of charges he deceived investors with exaggerated claims about his company's progress in producing zero-emission 18-wheel trucks fueled by electricity or hydrogen. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina say a 15-year-old boy shot and killed two people in a local neighborhood, then went to a walking trail where he shot and killed three more people. Marvin Judd knew a woman who was killed.
She had a good heart. And she was always kind and gentle to everybody she met. She didn't meet strangers. Everybody was a friend to her.
More than a third of Haiti's 11.7 million people, some 4.7 million, face acute hunger, and 19,000 face famine, starvation, and possible death. The United Nations says in a report issued today, unrelenting crises have trapped Haitians in a cycle of growing desperation without access to food, fuel, markets, jobs, and public services, bringing the country to a standstill. Clean water is scarce, all while the country tries to deal with a cholera outbreak. This is AP News. Russia continues its attacks on Ukraine's roads, bridges, power systems, and housing. Charles de Ledesma has this.
Multiple Russian missile strikes shook the Zaporizhzhia region capital overnight Thursday, as the city continues to be a focal point while Ukraine pushes its counter-offensive on the southern front. Zaporizhzhia's regional governor says several explosions have been reported in the city overnight at infrastructure facilities, causing fires. Russian forces have struck the regional capital and surrounding area continuously in recent days and weeks, creating concerns about the safety of the nearby nuclear power plant. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A key reservoir in Oregon is at just 3% of capacity after irrigation season. Bureau of Reclamation says the Wickiup Reservoir has been drained by the Central Oregon drought, called the worst on record going back more than 125 years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.